Okay, let me tell you what the last couple of songs were. We had Country Joe and the Fish doing our final psychedelic song. That was Section 43 off of their first CD, Electric Music for the Mind and Body. There's a much, I think, superior version of that song that was on a 7-inch record that was produced by Ed Benson, who is a collaborator with John Fahey. I don't know how many of those were pressed, but Kenny Joe lost his, and he's given up all hope of finding one. And then the last song was by a group from Vancouver called Frankie. The name of the song was Passion Fruit. The name of their new CD is Between Dreams. That's going to do it for me. We'll be back next week. We're going to play, it'll be my last show before Mardi Gras, so we're going to play you some of New Orleans music. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Here comes Zombo. Oh, let me tell you, it's WRCT, Pittsburgh, before I leave.
Tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Oh, yes. Welcome, friends and rats. Today is February the 6th, 2026, and we are embarking on a fabulous journey that's going to have a marvelous ending. That's correct. We are doing, for the next 7 weeks, the seven deadly sins. And today's sin, of course, is jealousy. We are two of the most amazing soul tunes ever, regardless of subject. Smiling Faces, sometimes, by The Undisputed Truth. Now, that song came out like around 1971, and it was a pretty big hit. Then the OJs in 72 actually were influenced by that song and did Backstabbers. And you got to admit, man, Backstabbers is just astounding, astounding tune. And, the OJs from Canton, Ohio. That's right, doing Backstabbers. Woof, man, what a dilly mo. Zombo right here, you are right there, we are right here. And it's a pretty good place to be, because why are we embarking on this journey? Because in 7 weeks' time, by the time we're done with this, by the time we muscle through the seven deadly sins, the weather will be nicer. And the political climate will be nicer. There will be no orange turd in 7 weeks. Yes. Yeah. See, there you go. Pretty good thing to feel good about. But today's show is all about envy and jealousy. And we got all seven deadly sins, man. Want me to rattle them off for you? You probably do, but I might as well, because this is the beginning. The whole beginning. I should tell you what you're in store for, right? So you're in store for today is envy, and then next week is going to be gluttony. So I'm doing something interesting with gluttony. It's all songs about pigs, so it's all pig songs next week. Greed is the week after that. Then lust, that's going to be a good one. Pride, sloth. The sloth show is going to be really fun, because about 7-8 years ago, I did a show about being lazy. And it was all songs about laziness. And being that this is sloth, I was pretty lazy, so I'm just bringing that old playlist in. So I'm going to be doing the new show with old tunes that I did like 8-9 years ago for my lazy show, for the sloth show. And then at the end of all of that is wrath. So there you go. So there's your seven deadly sins right then and there. And we are going to hang out. We're going to do some things. It's going to be a good show tonight at the Government Center. Paul LaBrie and the Threes are going to be playing there. There's some other, Greg Hoy, oh, a whole bunch of, it's going to be a great show at Government Center. And that's going to be tonight. So you go there and hang out, man. And I do believe it, there's no admission on that show. I do not, don't hold me to nothing. Okay, but I do think it's affordable. Yeah. Here we are, man. We're got our sleeves rolled up and we are muscling. This is the beginning. You know, whenever I get these first few minutes of the show, I know it's a very elite group of folks listening. So, you know, that for the oily boys listening, you know, welcome aboard. I always try to give you guys a little something extra. But I do save the big power punches for around 11 o'clock. Because I think that's when most of my audience, at least put their bathrobes on and walk around the house around 11 o'clock. Zombo, right in your brain. And they did renew my show again. Of course, that's why I'm here. But they also did renew my encore show. And my encore show, I'm just playing old shows of this. When I first had encore shows, I was playing shows from like 15 years ago, you know. I could go back farther, but the sound quality is just unbearable. And then, so that's going to be, that's Mondays, 8:30 to, I believe, 12:30, or 8:30 to 11:30, something like that. But it's in the morning on Mondays. So you can bookend your life. You know, the weekend starts in Pittsburgh at 10 o'clock on Fridays, and we can extend it now until around noon on Mondays. So there you go. So you can enjoy some of that. All right, what else is happening? Well, let's get into some more of this jealousy and envy stuff. Here's Jealous Guy, a song written by the John Lennon and done by Brian Ferry, Roxy Music. Zombo in Nine Brain, WRCT 88.3. revel in those 80s synthesizers.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart beating fast, I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside.
There you go. Something there by the really late and really great Robert Palmer. Jealous. Wow. Crazy thing. He died in 2000. And that's one of the, you know, these celebrity deaths are kind of, everybody's kind of upset with, you know, obsessed with celebrity deaths. But this one was always kind of confusing to me. You know, Robert Palmer looked super healthy. You know, Robert Palmer was like super good looking, fit. You know, he just said, real suave dude, falls over dead like in his like 50s. You know, and it was just like, oh, well, he was a heavy smoker and he just had a heart attack and fell over. That's crazy. He's, oh, I just, because I guess he just got done recording something or did this TV show and just fell over dead. You know, that's crazy when you think about that, you know? Just like, hey, there, what? No, now they're gone. You know, not like one of those, so I don't know what's worse. Like crazy long lingering death, or just like, oop, what happened there? Lights out. But Jealous by Robert Palmer. And that was crazy, crazy. 23 years ago, dude croaked. He had some great hits. You could even watch some of his stuff. I still think he's still alive somewhere. I think he faked his death. That's just my opinion. He was way too healthy, way too good looking. Way too young. That's the thing now. It's like, oh my God, someone fell over dead. And they're 50. Oh, my God. Struck down in the prime of life. You know, I was little. It's like somebody died in their 50s. Like, oh, well, whatever. He had a long life. You know, now it's just, it's crazy. But now people live longer. And that's kind of nice. Well, not for some people. For some people, living longer is nice. All right. We heard Don't Be Jealous by Railroad Jerk. And we heard Tiger Tiger doing Jealous Lovers. And Mark Sandman. From, solo career, from Morphine, doing Jealous Dream, and started off with Garland Green, Jealous Kinda Fella, and Roxy Music, Brian Ferry doing John Lennon's Jealous Guy. And according to Paul in the CBD store, and general consensus, John Lennon really wasn't that swell of a dude. Him and Peter Sellers hung out a lot, and they were both pretty despicable human beings. You know, the with the misogyny and all the other things that they got going on. They were what they call tortured artists. Tortured artists. If you want to see something crazy, there was a Jeffrey Rush was in this, the life story of Peter Sellers. It's really great. I think you can find that anywhere. I think it's called The Life and Death of Peter Sellers. And it is really a really in-depth biopic that pulls no punches. I mean, it really was, for good and bad, pretty amazing stuff. Yeah. So today's show is all about jealousy and envy. And, you know, I kind of, I was never really, you know, like some guy had some girl or the whole jealous. I never really got into much of that. You know, I never really paid much attention. No, that guy's really jealous. You can have her. I mean, that's what they want. I'm not going to change anything by punching some guy in the nose. But growing up, though, that was a different story, man. You know, growing up, and there was always wanted to be that guy, you know, like, oh, man, look, that guy's got, like, a really cool haircut, and look at those cool clothes, and, man, he's such a popular dude. I mean, and then after a while, you think, man, guy peaked early. That's the thing. People like that peak early. Like, you know, grade school, high school, when you're peaking in grades, when you're the cool kid or the cool gal in grade school or high school, you know, those are your best years. Those are your best years. Because I remember, there's like people I still see now, and then they overhear them, they go, whoa, sitting in the bleachers during the high school football game, that was the greatest time of my life. Really? Oof. I don't know about that. That's the thing, and people just relive that stuff. Yeah, go figure. Jealousy's a weird thing, man. So it's one of the first of the seven deadly sins that we're doing. Today's show is all about songs about jealousy and envy. And because we're doing the seven deadly sins, we're gonna muscle through the seven deadly sins. And by the time we're done, the world's going to be a better place. Yeah, it is. It is. Because it's going to be springtime and it is going to be a wonderful time. Trust me. Marking my words. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. I should actually say this, too. It's kind of weird. But the whole thing going on with, like, talking about jealousy and this and that. I'm not very jealous of people are like, oh, I wish I had that guy's money. I'm just not all that envious of like super rich people, because a study's been done. No matter how much, there's like this, what's the, when you get so much money, after you get so much money, you start going crazy. You know, you think everybody's going to be after your money. You think everybody's going to be always, and you can't have any real true friends or relations because you think it's all the money they're involved with. Like, you know, and most of the time it is. You know, all the relationships you have, well, that person's only with me because of my money. Well, chances are you are right. So there. But never really jealous of that. You got enough to get by? Good. Got a little bit more than what you need to get by? That's super. Remember, money can't buy happiness, but it sure can help you avoid a lot of misery. Throwing money at a problem? Boom. That's a, speaking of things, I'm digress. I'd like to thank the Incline crew, the Duke Kane Incline crew. I guess I have new listeners now going up and down the incline all day and listening to this show. So there, they sent me a t-shirt. I don't know how big you think I am, but they sent me like a 5X, you know, an incline t-shirt, which is very nice. I just got to find two people that would like that to wear it at the same time. Yeah, I wear extra medium. That's the size I wear. I wear extra medium. But I thank them anyhow. Sent me nice leathers. The incline crew, the Klein crew, thank you so much. Once again, it is very, very humbling to get mail here at the station, because it is quite a chore to get something. They probably mailed that to me like 6 years ago. Probably the same guys don't even work the incline anymore. It's like, hey, we found this piece of mail for you, Z. Here you go. Oh, that's great. A t-shirt. Oh, those guys. Oh, that was sent like 10 years ago. All those guys are dead. Oh, man. Well, if there's a new incline crew, welcome aboard. Oh, one of my favorite songs about jealousy and envy is by XTC called Crocodile. Oh, man, I can't wait to play this tune, so I'm not going to wait. I should tell you something. I can't wait to play this tune.
but I don't care if they come or go.
Martha Reeves and the Vandella. Martha Reeves lying her ass off on that one. You hear the lyrics to that? You're not good looking, but you're really nice. And I was just playing records with this other guy who was very handsome. Oh, come on. Come on. Yikes. Ugh. Who would have thought Martha Reeves would be so just, ugh. We heard Muddy Waters, a.k.a. McKinley Morganfield, with his thing called Jealous Hearted Man. And that was a dude you didn't want to cross. You didn't want to cross Muddy Waters. No. The rivalry, the envy between Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, that's like legendary. That was legend. Those guys, woof. You talk about jealousy and envy. There's a lot of bad blood between those two guys. I'm more of a Howlin' Wolf guy. Howlin' Wolf was just... Howlin' Wolf was not from this world, man. Howlin' Wolf was from like some other place. He's an amazing, amazing person. Just the music, the fury, the fire. He ain't your normal human being, man. Muddy Waters, okay. Howlin' Wolf, I love the name of this band, The Foreskins, doing Jealousy. And we started off with one of my favorite tunes, XTC, Crocodile. And you listen to Zombo right in your brain. Today is all about jealousy and envy. It's the first of the seven deadly sins, a 7-week series that I will be doing, showcasing for you the dark side of humans. That's right, the 7 worst things about, there's 8 of them. The 8th one's orange. Maybe I should do an orange show too. I think I might do that at the very end, encompassing all 7 deadly sins. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, I'm going to get back to that. I should tell you some things, though. Like, for example, one of the main reasons people are a bully is because envy. You know, kids witness bullying every day. We witness bullying every day. We're bullied all the time, man. But you got to keep your head down. Here's 5 tips, okay? Please, just hide. Number one, hide. Hide. Oh, just hide. There you go. There's tip number one. Number two, help your friends hide. Help them hide, too. Hide your friends. Number 3, be a friend of someone who's hiding from a bully. And set a good example. Help other people hide from bullies. Because sooner or later, they're just going to go away. Sooner or later, it's just going to go away. And don't get bullying in the audience. One thing to find out about bullying, though. You give in to a bully once, and they will keep giving. You know, you're shaking down for your lunch money one time. Look, I just ran. That was my thing. I ran and hid. Ran and hid. I have no problem with cowardice around bullies. Running and hiding. That's the name of the game. That's how my whole generation of zombos. Go way back. That's how we survived. That's how we survived all of the running and hiding. Running and hiding. You know, that's just survival. You live to see another day. Run and hide and live to see another day. What else we got going on here? Let's see here. Okay, how about wildfires? We can take some simple steps to when you're doing a wildfire. Because right now you're going to be doing lots of wildfires because those heating bills are nuts. How do people survive with these heating bills? You know, it's baffling. It's baffling how much they're squeezing people for utilities. And you need them. You know, this time of year, I mean, it's just like, that is like the base of the high. We did a long time ago, we did a series called the Hierarchy of Needs and the Things You Need. And the first thing you need is to be warm. Warm and comfortable. Because humans are, we shouldn't be this far north. We shouldn't be experiencing this kind of weather. Humans aren't meant for this. You know, it's not like, you know, you see like deer and all these other animals and they just kind of, they get by in the cold winter. You know, they get by. They have to because they're outside. We never did. Even after all the evolution, we're still big. Oh my God, it's 32 degrees. I'm freezing. Animals like, hey, 32 degrees. I'm cool with that. Yeah, we never should have left the tropics. Sorry, we should have stayed down there and just hung out. Is nice and naked, eating fruit. Ah, the good old days. The good old days. Just hanging out naked, eating fruit. I kind of do that now, but while I'm doing my radio show. Whatever. What I got here? I got to tell you about some shows here on the station. All right, let's go and do, let's see here. Ooh, I hate the name of that show. I like this one. From the Basement. Broadcasting what is in alt rock, indie, and occasional forays into electronic subgenres with Addie. And that's Fridays, 8 p.m. So that's today, later today on this here station. And Kaleidoscope. That's right. Tune in to Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your own. You see, she's got DJ Kate, but it should be DJ Clyde. She may be Kaleidoscope. That'd be great to have Clyde a scope. Thursdays, 5 p.m., RCT. And add a colorful mix in by calling requests. Oh, she plays requests. DJ Kate. So that's the two dangerous things on this station. If you're a woman on the station, you're a girl, you're going to get a lot of calls. Lonely, because a lot of lonely guys listen to this radio station. A lot of lonely guys listen to radio. I remember there was a DJ Tammy who was on the station. And she had a really good show, but she did this Yinzer kind of thing. Yinzer accent. And the phones just lit up constantly, you know? Just all these guys like, hey, can you play this song? You sure sound cute. That kind of thing. I'm lucky I get incline guys sending me stuff. That's good for me, man. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about doing this, flying under the radar, man. Flying under the radar. It's kind of keeping my head low, but kind of peeking up every now and then and sticking my tongue out. That's pretty much how that does that, you know? It's like when you're driving by a police car and you secretly give them the finger. I do that all the time. You know, they're like a roadside cop. You know, how fast is this going, officer? I always do that. But I always kind of do it low. You don't want to see them catching you, giving you the finger. You don't want to do that. And then you get caught. If you get caught, all you do is lie. Because that's what humans do. I mean, if you think, you know, that's the thing that gets me. There's a couple of things about, like, people that think humans are meant to tell the truth. Number one, if you are doing a crime, you know, say you know, they catch you and they have you put your hand on the book and raise your other hand. They have you put your hand on the Bible, raise your hands, and solemnly swear you're telling the truth. You've already did something nasty. What makes you think that putting your hand on a book and promising to tell the truth, you know, oh, now I'm really in trouble. Like, you know, people who get like murder and all these other, you know, really diabolical crimes. That's why none of these, like, you know, Epstein people aren't telling the truth. Well, because you go down that dark road, you're already doing something dark and awful. What makes you think you're going to tell the truth? Oof, not going to do that. All right. Oh, here's a beautiful tune. Oh, I got a phone call. Oh, boy. All right. This is Jealousy by Esquivel, Zombo in Thy Brain, a beautiful instrumental.
So strange. Hey, jealous lover, what is making you change? Hey, jealous lover, how wrong can you be? I'm yours ever faithful, just be faithful to me. I am just as steady as that clock on the shelf. Maybe you're accusing me of what you're doing yourself. Hey, jealous lover, I'm telling you true. I know that you're jealous.
Right, can you really believe Frank Sinatra on this? Come on, man. Don't be insane.